He opened June 15. That's why I need to reach home to see it again. Let us read John 15 again. Or read for us love together. Maybe can you give anyone who can phone? Read for us. Sokka, take this microphone. Take anyone. Nina, can you read for us love? John 15. But what's happening? Read sentence by sentence that you can taste. The man. Look him honestly, baby. Honestly. Easy to complain about sin. Because we like to complain about sin. But complaining about sin is not repentance. Easy to suffer from sin. But suffering from sin is not repentance. Easy to go to Abuna and say, Abuna, I don't want this sin. But that doesn't mean that it is repentance. I feel why? Because we still like our sins. She is very sad. And you believe me, I couldn't sleep this night. I couldn't sleep. Why we still like our sins? We suffer from sin. God suffers. And the sin ruins our life. Why we still like our sins? When will we be serious to say, I don't want sin in my life? I couldn't sleep. I get up early morning to ask God, what can we do? Is if I'm still like my sin, with all suffering from sin, with all problems from sin, with all failures, but I'm still like my sin, then I have some problem. Because whatsoever I say or I want to say to you, if you like your sin, you'll never leave it. It will be some emotional change here till tomorrow, after tomorrow. And you go back to your sin again. Because you like it. And I was praying, I was crying. How can I help you? How can God help you? Because as soon as you like your sin, you will never be freed from this sin. It is not, honestly, it is not sin holding you, but it is you holding sin. شديد الحقيقة. And sin make your life without fruits. Dead life. And you know that very well. And you still don't want to give up your sin. Still holding to your sin. I was praying in my room and crying, saying, how can I help you? How can God help you? Let us read again John 15 and see what should we do. If honestly we still like our sin, yes, we complain, we can pray to be free, but we still like it. What can we do? Let us read John 15 again.
I am the tree vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit prunes.
In the first condition, you are a branch without roots. Why? Why you are without roots? Because sin is there. The fungus is there. Dust is there. So it never carry fruits. And God come to your life. God won't show your life. And God wants you to enter heaven with fruits in your life. But you don't have. Because you are holding your sin, your weakness. And what God Because he loved every one of us. What God is forced to do to help us to be fruitful, what he will do? What you say? What he will do?
He'll take the branch away.
Yes. Start to make the second for us. Start to point, start to pinch our ears, start to whine, start to shout and say, sin will kill you. Sin is death. Sin built a wall between me and you. If you keep sin, you will go from failure to failure, from sadness to sadness, from dark to dark. It's not the answer. It's not fun. It's not joy. It is death. Feel death, shekel away. I feel when you see a young boy, kid holding poison, and he insists to drink it. And he complains, he get weakness, he get sick from that poison, and complain, but still holding the poison and want to drink it again and again. And go to Abuna to complain. And come here to complain. Sin is like that. God try all the means to make us fruit. To help us to hate sin. God said, we be. The second will make us to hate our sins. And God is forced to do sin. And if you go to that part, if you go to verse 9, read for us verse 9. What he says in verse 9?
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved
you. Now remain in my love. So what of God? So Jesus loved us in the same love of Father to Him. How great, how amazing love of the Father for the Son. He said, I love you in the same way. I'm not doing that out of revenge or hatred or harden of heart. Because I love you. Because I know that sin will spoil your life. You will be always foolish. You want to tell you truth? Always you are foolish as sin is in your life. You will never be other sin. Believe me, when I'm traveling, I see foolish, stupid boys and girls holding their sin where sin is ruining their life. And still like it. And I say, Lord, is that a magic? They complain and their life is ruined. And everything is dark in their life. But still love their sins. And they still put like blindness over their eyes and say, no, this what happened to me is not because of my sin. And when they find the consequence of sin, they try to escape from it to do more sin. More sin. To say, at least I have some fun of sin. As if a sick person, and when he finds himself or herself sick, and instead of taking treatment or protect themselves, they drink more poison. And that keeps them more sick, and the more weak, and the more fail. And the circle ends. And God wants to break this circle. And He loves us. But I don't know. He won't help us. But as soon as we are holding our sins, as soon as we like our sins, God is helpless. And we paralyze God. And He has a great plan for us. He wants to bless us. He doesn't want this circle of failure and discipline and the problems and suffer. He hates it. He said, I'm coming to give you best life. But you don't like the best life. You like your sin, which is ruining your life. And He gave you the worst life. I was crying, how God can help us? How? Our branches are without fruits. What the fruits are is a bitter fruits. Why? Because sin is there. Weakness is there. Continue, so verse 3. The second part. If our branches start to bring some fruits, If he brings some fruits, some grapes we find in our prayers, what he does always? He's so happy. He's so happy. One of the fathers, Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, God is searching to find a drop of tears in our eyes and take it to the angel and say, look, my son and my daughter are repentant. And so happy. When the younger son was returning back with all the clothes, with all the suffering, to be away from the father, what's the father then? Run, welcome him, and give him best dress. God is searching for any start of fruits. That routine is to start some fruits even. He wants you to say, Lord, help me to hate my sin. Help me to cut this love, this magic of sin from my heart. Cut it, please. You can make it, please. Because it ruins my life. Some fruits, even desire in your heart. Even some prayers, but honest prayers, this time, help me to hate it. Sometimes God wants us to be honest and say, I like my sin. Are you brave to say that? I like my sin. It is not holding me. I hold it because I like it. Lord, can you help me? That is the first fruits. If you do that, he will do the job. He will help you to hate. Now when he met the Samaritan woman, she liked very much this lust of the flesh. She liked sex very much. She was living in sex with five husbands. And never stopped, she likes it. She likes this sin. And she was in a Jewish tradition where this sin is awful. But she liked it. And she was not even feel shame to do that. And she was, if you read the story, you discover originally she was servant of the Lord like any one of us. But she went behind desire of the flesh, sin, bring sin, and suddenly she is down in the mud, down in the mud with five husbands. And she claimed, I like it. But when she met Jesus, she said, can you help me to hate this sin? I like it. I'm living for it. I sold everything to get it. Even feeling of shame, dignity as a woman, purity as a woman. I sold everything to live this sin because I like it. Can you free me? Could Jesus free her or not? Could he free her or not? But she gave the desire. She said to him, can you give me living water? I need to wash myself. Please, I want to wash myself. Can you give me the living water? And Jesus gave her, free her. And in one meeting, honest meeting with Jesus, he could change her from living for sin, from worshiping sin, to be a servant for Jesus, a missionary to her people. We are here to start carrying some fruits. To start to say, Lord, I know that the fruits I am carrying is a bitter fruits, is a rotten fruits. Can you free me? Because I like it. I want it. I'm holding it. Can you free me from that? Okay? Let us go to the third stage. From verse 4.
Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
Continue, Sokum.
I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, he can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you.
Thank you. What is the word which is repeated here?
Abide.
Abiding. Abiding. He said, you want the fruits? You need to abide in me. Why should we abide in him? Why should I go from here and hold him like that? Why I should make like Jacob and say, enough, Lord. I like Jacob was beaten from the sin of loving and worshiping money. And hold the Lord and say, Lord, free me from this sin. I'm greedy, I'm living only for money. Can you free me? Please free me. Please change me. And what happened? God could touch him and heal him. To make him a blessed. And no more deceiver. No more what's happening in all your life. From now you are Israel. Means ruled by God. Or prince of the Lord. Look how God wants for you. How, what God keeps for you. He doesn't want you to be always foolish, stupid for sin like that. But the third thing what we need is to abide in him. Hold him. Jesus repeated about 8 or 9 times in 3 verses. You want healing? You want healing? If even, I'm afraid, some of us even they don't want healing because they like their sin. Can you go even speak them from your mouth and say, please Lord heal me? Can you hold them and say, do something? Are you keeping something better for me? I like this sin, but I suffer from it. Do you have something better? What Jesus said here? What he said here? Look here. He said to us here, look, if you wouldn't abide with me, you will always be dry, like the branch, in verse 6. And the end of that branch, dry branch, dead dry branch, is fire. But I don't want you that. But if you will be abiding me, I'm in you, I will give you, I, not us. I like sin, but Jesus will give me power to hate my sin and to change the desire, to make it the desire is loving him. And that is the miracle. We need to hold him before we go and say, Lord, I'm honest. Yes, I'm coming here, I'm praying, I say, Lord, I want a bath, I still like my sin. Can you do something to help me? And God will give you the desire. Give you this power. He wants you to be a blessed person. He said, my Father will be glorified and I will be glorified when you have fruits in your life. He wants fruits. He's not happy that you're still holding your sin and holding the thing which ruined your life. He wants to free you. He wants to give you another desire. Another love which is much better. He said, as the Father loved me, I love you. And I want you to be steadfast in my love. I want to do that in verse 11. Look at what he says in verse 11. What he says. Look at what he said in verse 11 here. He said, look, you think that sin is fun or joy? No. If you'll be abiding in me, I will give you steadfast joy and your joy will be perfect. Not joy or happiness of sin for a short time. And after that, you feel always guilty and shameful. But joy of Christ is forever, perfect joy. And that is the way that when we will have that, we will glorify the Father. But are we willing to be steadfast in him? Are we willing every day to go to him and say, Lord, I want always to be fruitful. I want always to be strong. I want always to find something. I want always to look to my life to find my heart full of your love. I want to go from here, and the direction of my life is towards you, Lord. And I will be every day, every single day, Lord, I will be fruitful for you. Because every day I will get up early morning to sit down with you and be steadfast, abide in you. And every day I will open myself to your word, that the seed of the word will make me always fruitful. But at the end, you will be enjoying the love of the Father and the Son. You'll be fruitful. You'll carry a lot of fruits. Not bitter, not rotten fruits, but fruits for Jesus. You will be a blessing, like what happened to that Jabez. Believe me, I was reading early morning, get an image about what Jesus will do when you are in this struggle. He is beside you. He is pushing you. Go ahead, go ahead. I want to bless you. I want to give you what you want. I want to give you the best. Please make your choice me, not sin. Please come and give me a chance to free you from your sin. I have all the power. He has all the power to free us from sin. He has all the power to change us from the place of curse to a place of blessing and power. But are we willing to be blessed? Are we willing to be fruitful or not? Or still we are holding our sins. Or we still we like our sins. Believe me, I tell you honestly, if you go from here still holding and loving your sin, God, you will break the heart of the Lord. You will break the heart of the Lord. God will say, why you did that with your life? I was keeping for you the best. I was keeping for you all my blessings, my power, my son, my daughter. Why could you miss it? Why should you miss it? You are coming here and you have dreams and you suffer. And even the image you are carrying is not the image of children of God. Why do you want back with the same image, with the same weakness, with the same poison in your life? You don't want to be blessed. I pray, God. I want to end here. I pray because it is not time of speech. Believe me, I was crying to the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. It is time that we take an action. We should take an action. To go to him and say, Lord, help me. Lord, remove any traces of loving sin in my heart. Let me go home loving you, enjoying your love. Put your healing hand over my heart, over my life, and take this sort of loving myself, that I go back different person, loving you, obedient to you, fruitful person. And start your work. And I promise you, when the Lord will start his work in your life, he will never end. Except he will make you saint, complete angel, amazing person. And you will see that. But will we allow him to do that? Are we willing to allow him to do that? Are we willing to give up our sins or not? How many of us want to give up their sins? How many want to go from here honestly blessed? How many want Jesus to come now and remove that and say, I want to abide in you. Teach me how to abide in you. Teach me how to trust you. Teach me how day after day to hold you. And I'm knowing that the only way to find meaning, to find joy, to find love in you, Lord, not the fun of sin, not all these foolish things. It will never give me joy. It keep me always dirty and keep me always broken and failure. I promise you, if you pray now, if you give all your desire to Jesus, you will go back different person. You will have only one desire. I promise you. You will have only one desire to please Him, to serve Him. And you will find as you love, as you please Him, He please you. And He serve you. And you find another circle. Not circle of death and sin, but circle of love of Jesus which never ends. And which will fill all your life with the fruits of the Spirit. You will be always shining, always blessed, and always blessing others. And you will find after a while that you shouldn't live for yourself. You should live, be living to that Master who could buy you. And you will be living for Him. And you will be carrying His salvation, what He did in your life, to others around you. And you will be serving Him. And He will be serving you also. And that circle of love never ends. Which circle you want to be? Which circle? You choose for yourself. Circle of sin, loving sin, and the death, and the failure, and again more sin, or circle of loving God, and the blessing, and service, and more love, and the more blessing, and the more joy. We should choose for ourselves. Can we stand up now? Can we stand up now and say, Lord, I don't want to go from this place without being blessed.